All right, driving home from Pittsburgh, really had a good time with all the guys and girls from Pittsburgh. Thank you for having me out there. I think everybody's pretty amped up to go out and get some good shit. And I had a younger guy in the chorus, and I'm sure he's watching this video. Actually, he's not a member of the group yet, because he has a Facebook page. But he kept posing questions to me. He was the first one to actually go back to work tonight. And I said, what'd you do last night? So I was watching traffic. It was hard to tell. It was hard to see. Yeah, and I said, look, dude, everybody goes through this. You'll come to my class. I'll explain to you stationary style, interdiction, watching motor vehicles, and it takes practice. You're going to have to spend the time to practice to see the difference between cars engaged in criminal activity and cars not engaged in criminal activity. And I was driving, as I'm driving on the highway here, I have not seen a trooper yet, but I'm envisioning as I drive by, like this car over here on the side of the road, and I'm envisioning if I was sitting stationary on the side of the road, what would be a good tool for me to use to try to figure out what the mentality is of the people that bring a trailer park. Anyway, so the mentality of what somebody who is driving maybe a loaded up car or is engaged in criminal activity before, during, after the commission of an offense. Think about when you're driving. This is a really good exercise for you to do. Pretend like you're somebody with a loaded up trunk of cocaine or heroin or trafficking guns or laundering money across in transit. What would you be doing? So put yourself in that mindset. When you see a cop, think about how you would react. Take a look at the things that I'm telling you that are going to happen, you're going to experience when somebody cites a law enforcement officer. And see what your car does. If you start looking off to the right side of the road, and I do this because I'm like driving through the Blue Mountains of Pennsylvania right now. I'm like looking at shit. I'm like, oh my God, look how tall that fucking mountain is. Like there are skid marks coming off the road. I'm like looking at that. And as I do that, my car begins to swerve. As I focus directly straight ahead, my car doesn't move outside of the lines of the lane. So when people approach you and they see you and they notice you, their eyes are going to follow and so are their hands. You're going to see these cars swerve within the lane. And they're going to be subtle differences. They're going to be subtle changes that you're going to have to get very good at picking up on. And we're talking about highway style interdiction, but this is the same thing you would use, maybe even a city side, you know, a city setting. There's going to be something different that makes people stick out, helps you identify them as a criminal motor vehicle. So that's the thought I had. I haven't done a live video for you guys in a little bit. I always want to bring value. I don't want to just go live to give you a live video. I want to give you value when I come on this Facebook, you know, group we have here. I just don't want to come on because you guys haven't seen me in a day or two. Very busy, obviously, putting this course together. And it looks like they're ready to start putting another class together for me to return to Pittsburgh. That's common. That's usually what happens. And if it's shocking to you that I'm, you know, going out of state, this is not the first. This is actually a third or fourth class I've done out of state. We have quite a few booked up. I know that you guys will see a lot of case law here regarding New Jersey stuff, but the fact of the matter is 98% of laws are same from state to state. Matter of fact, I helped a lot of these Pennsylvania guys in Pittsburgh realize, and we did some research and found out that a lot of things and tools that we're using, they have the ability to use as well. They just never knew that. So we did some research, and now they have all these great tools, this good case law. We explored their motor vehicle laws, and it was the same shit that we have in New Jersey, and I can use the same tools and implement tactics that I use and that I teach. These guys are going to go out and hopefully going to go crush it. Somebody wrote to me, it's hard for me to fucking read that while I'm doing 85 miles an hour. So, dude, I'll read that later. Since it's about covering the face. Guys, you can read that. Dude, I wish I could read it right now, but I'm literally doing 87 miles an hour. So, don't tell the best face. With that being said, folks, have a great day.